Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. And on the line with us today, we have Mernita Romero. We're going to be discussing her amazing children's narrative, Daisy's Presentation Day. And people, she was brought to our network by some of the best publishers in the business, okay? Authors Press Publishing. So if you or anybody you know have a book that they'd like moved, contact Authors Press and have them take your literary creation to the next level, okay? And you can find out more information on them at authorspress.com. And listen, people, it is an absolute pleasure to have Mernita here on the line. Now, the moment you start to do any research on her book, you're in for a wonderful treat, okay? It reminds me instantly of the old adage of treat others the way you want to be treated, right? I mean, whatever happened to that? Because I'm not going to lie, it almost seems like it's not really something that gets talked about anymore. And I remember going through school, and yeah, it seems like an eternity ago that I was in a classroom, but that was kind of the cliche, right? Oh, you did something wrong, Benji. You did something to this kid, to that kid, whatever the case was. What would you like it if that person did it to you? No? Well, maybe you shouldn't behave that way. Well, this book is really the 21st century modern adaptation, right? Because really, when we talk about just from a representation standpoint, the characters that are embodied and created within this narrative and their journey that they take is really wonderful, okay? And again, that underlying message of acceptance is something that is so profound, something that is so wonderful, and something that really all children should know. And even some adults, because I think a lot of people have forgotten. And at the end of the day, Mernita is the expert. She's written the book. It's a pleasure to have her on the network with us. So let's go ahead and let's introduce her. Mernita, first and foremost, welcome to People of Distinction. Thank you very much for being a guest. How are you doing today?
Hi, Benji. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am better than I deserve. Thank you very much for asking. And again, it truly is a pleasure to have you here. And like I said, I mean, I think what you're embarking upon right now is something that seems really timeless in one aspect, but also very new and refreshing in another sense. And I'm really looking forward to this. I come from a very big family myself, and I think this is a fantastic book for all of the children that we have in ours. And I can see it being such an impactful thing for children all around and even some parents as well. Mernita, before we go into your book, I want to learn a little bit more about your background. So let's start there. Please tell our listening audience a little bit more about yourself.
Of course, not a problem. So I was born and raised in a beautiful parish called St. Anne in Jamaica. I am the oldest of five siblings. I grew up in a traditional household, actually. So we prioritize togetherness or faith in God. And we live by a philosophy that you mentioned earlier in your introduction, actually. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I'm a very busy mother of four beautiful children, Christian, Destiny, Susan, and Kevin. I've been married for approximately 12 years, and I'm currently finishing up my studies in psychology. I work from home. I'm also a volunteer in my church as well as my college and community. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell. I'm a very busy stay-at-home mama, I guess, who just can't keep her hands to herself.
There you go, Mernita, first and foremost. Listen, my goodness, that is incredibly impressive, all of the different hats that you're wearing. Congratulations on all of the accolades that you've been able to amass and continue to do so. And best of luck with everything to you and all your loved ones. Now, without further ado, Mernita, the anchor for today's interview is all about your narrative, Daisy's Presentation Day. Please give us a brief synopsis on what it entails.
Daisy's Presentation Day. I want to say, I always say this, it's a very simply written, but I think it's a very thought-provoking novella for kids. As you mentioned again, it has an uplifting message of acceptance and the importance of just not being judgmental to others. So this book specifically explores a beautiful array of variations found within our society, specifically the family construct. And so with that in mind, it highlights a loving family that is obviously not representative of a common monogamous heterosexual couple and their child or children. So in this book, my characters are two loving gay men, David and Isaiah, who are married and is raising our beautiful African-American protagonist, Daisy. So the book pretty much explores so many different themes that I think is the most important part of this whole entire book. It creates room for conversations that I want to say are pertinent within our homes, schools, and society in general. So there's obviously the burning controversial themes regarding the LGBTQIA+ community. There's a theme of racial diversity, uniqueness, bullying in schools, adoption, stereotyping, discrimination, and just, conflict resolution in schools.
Marnia, listen, there are so many different avenues that we can go down, and I love it, right? Because I want to pose this next question, and it's very broad, right? Because when we talk about the concept of inspiration, that even that in and of itself can go down multiple avenues. Now, I think it's very important to touch on this next note. As you talked about, your book is very unique in the sense that from a family construct, we're seeing a family that is not common, right? That we're not used to seeing. As you said, a homosexual couple adopting an African-American girl. I love that. I love the representation. I want to take a second and talk about the inspiration behind that. What really led you to develop it?
You know, Benji, it all comes down to the point of wanting to be educated. And knowing that we're living in a society where everything is evolving, and if we as people are not evolving as well, then we're going to be stagnant. And so in order for me to not fit into that, one of the things that I did was, in college, I purposely took this class called sociology of gender, because I wanted to learn more. I now live in a society, like I said, I migrated from Jamaica, I'm now living in California. It's night and day, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to know how I can be an outstanding citizen by not changing who I am, but also being able to adopt and adapt to this new culture through which I'm living in. And so I noticed that there's a lot of controversies right now with different families and gender and sex and just all these different controversial taboo topics. And I wanted to learn more. So when I took that class, one of the assignments originally was to actually create a children's book on how we could educate the younger generation about these different types of genders out there. Now, when I took this assignment on, I started thinking, well, as a mother, how would I introduce such topics to my children? And so this was how this story was born, because I wrote the story. Obviously, this girl, Daisy, she has the characteristics of my oldest daughter, Destiny. And as I was writing it, I was thinking, as a mother, as a loving human being, as a person who accepts people for who they are and is not judgmental, I was writing this book from all these different perspectives, pretty much tackling one of the most important issues that we're having, which is just discrimination and hate for no absolute reason, bullying in schools. I mean, these are awful. I wouldn't know how I would deal with it if I hear that my children are being bullied or they're bullying other kids in school. And so I had to find the most simplistic way to formulate this whole story by introducing this gay family, teaching kids what it means to be gay, but the fact that it's not just a gay family, there are other family types that are described in my book, including nuclear, single families, gay families, you know, trans, all these different types of family dynamics that are there. Not a lot of kids are aware of all these different family types. And so I honestly feel like if as a mother, if as a parent, I'm not the first one to sit down and have this conversation with my children, then they're not going to be aware. They're not going to know. And so, again, also the conversation that I have in the home regarding these types of topics is pretty much what they're going to adopt. And this is how they're going to behave when they go out there in society. So before I start raising children who are going to be bullies or who are going to be bullied, I want to make sure that they are educated sufficiently enough to be able to deal with these issues. So these are some of the things that were inspiring to me, and I thought that made this a passionate, you know, standpoint for me, or a passionate topic. And I'm absolutely passionate about this book. And so it's just basically that class that really inspired me, and the fact that this was just completely new, outside of the norm for me. And I just really hope that it will be inspirational for other people as well.
You know, Marnita, so many things. My goodness, listen, people, it starts in the home, right? And I think that was one of the things amongst so many that she just mentioned that I really took from it. It starts within the home. And that's where the power of the book lies, is because there's going to be conversations formulated through it. And because of that, the education is implemented, right? And like she's saying, the reason why a lot of people lash out or go off in certain things and either, you know, become bullies or whatever, they're just, it's due a lot of times to ignorance and lack of education. So through this awareness, the conversations and the education that will be able to be solidified is really unprecedented. And I think, listen, people, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, our world is changing, and that's the direction we're going. So we need to start to embrace it and understand before it really, you know, before it's here. Well, technically it's here already, right? And we see a lot of not even go down that route. Bottom line is, education is surreal. People, again, Daisy's presentation day is what you have to pick up. Marnita, next question that I want to go into, and really a fantastic segue that you've established. We know about the book. We know about your inspiration. I want to go with this next question, even though it might be something we already could delineate from what you've said. I think it's worth repeating and re-impressing. Who is your intended audience with this book, and what is the main message, or a message, that you're hoping that they take from this? And then a part B to that, what are you yourself, Marnita, hoping to see from this?
You know, Benji, I sit down and I think about this sometimes. Like, I know this is a children's narrative, and it is so simple. The message is basically for children, but when you take a step back and you look beyond the subtext, and again, with all these themes that I have, you know, I have shed light on earlier, I feel like this book is good enough for just about any and everybody who can read, who has a family, who has children, people who are a part of the LGBTQ family, and people who are not a part of the LGBTQ as well. Because as long as you have children, I feel like all children need to be educated on this. And we're all from different families. And so I feel like even grown-ups, honestly, we need to unlearn a lot of, you know, the things that we have learned back in the day, and, you know, the things that allows us to ostracize and to, you know, be stuck in our own ways and our own thoughts and develop hatred and all these things. I feel like, you know, even as grown-ups, sometimes some of us could use a little bit of a little children's message as well, too. You know, maybe you will click somewhere, I don't know. But, you know, if people see the cover of my book, I mean, the cover of my book has, you know, these two gay parents, you know, two men holding hands with a little black girl. I just know that just looking from the cover of the book alone, it will ruffle feathers and it's going to pique curiosity. I mean, and that was intentional on my part, because I know that the idea of deviating from historical norms, it can be unsettling and mind-boggling for many, as I've mentioned. I mean, and that is understandable. I mean, many people are just not willing to evolve or accept change. And again, I completely understand that. However, what I can't understand is why do we have to express our rejection of these changes through hate, ostracism, bullying, and discrimination? I mean, our kids are watching, they're listening, they're learning, and they're adopting these cynical behaviors. And so then what do they do in turn? They project these behaviors on other children, and this creates more problem for our future. Instead of a solution, there's no solution there. So the idea of the whole book is really not to pollute or corrupt our children. We are aware of what's really going on around them. And in everything, show love, compassion, and just refrain from hateful and hurtful attitudes, because at the end of the day, it doesn't benefit none of us to be hateful. It doesn't benefit our future generation. This is not how we want our children to be when they grow up, to continue this whole trend of hate and you know, I mean, hate. That's just a powerful word, and it's awful, but it presents itself in so many ways. So again, as a mother, you know, I would definitely recommend that all mothers, all fathers, all families should sit down today, have that conversation with your children. You're not telling them they need to be this gender or that gender. The book is not telling them which family is the best or which is not. Because when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, let's be honest. Children don't really see that I have a mommy and a daddy, or I have a daddy and a daddy, or I only have a mother, or I only have a dad. They don't see that. What they will always remember as they get older is, was I loved? Did I feel love? Did I feel Absolutely. The things that a loving home is supposed to give you? That, did I have all of that? Did I have the freedom to express myself, to be just a innocent child? And that is it. So this is just a way to be able to create that conversation, to create that space where we can start educating ourselves and stop being ignorant and just have a normal conversation. And the central theme, it's gotta be love. You teach your children love, you preach love in your home, and you just can't go wrong.
There you have it. People, listen, you can hear the passion in her voice. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to move mountains. I mean, listen, people, this is a book for just humans, right? This is a book for our entire human family. It may have been written and geared specifically for children, but listen, there are so many adults that need this message as well. I love it. I absolutely love it. Marnita, next question here. We know about this book. We know about the past. I want to know about the future. What's upcoming? Please tell me there's another book on the horizon.
Well, that was supposed to be a big secret, but I am currently working. I would absolutely love for this to be a series. I want us to continue to see, as Daisy gets older, what are some of the, you know, the obstacles that she has to face growing into a teenage girl, mm-hmm. you know, an African-American, still being raised by two gay guys. And, you know, just how these parents also, you know, perfect the whole artistry of being parents, not a mommy and a daddy, but two dads. How do they do it? I mean, there's so many different levels of being a parent, the combing off the hair, and we all know, you know, it's different when you're dealing with the nappy hair. That's a whole nother ball game there. So absolutely. I wanted to hit on all these different areas and create a whole series and just, you know, see Daisy grow with us. So that's basically all I'm going to say for now.
There you have it. People, listen, you know what you have to do. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, check back in frequently. It's going to start with Daisy's presentation day. But again, check back in frequently for the next book the moment it becomes available. I promise you, if this interview hasn't moved you, pinch yourself, man. Listen, there's something wrong. This is something that is so impactful and something that really needs to be on everyone's shelf. I really do mean that. People, again, pick up your copies today. Marnita Romero is the author you have to thank for bringing it to your table. Marnita, this has been such a pleasure, such an honor. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it. Thank you.